This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. The World Health Organization said Thursday was rushing in supplies and upping surveillance after Ukraine's dam disaster amid an increased threat of cholera and other waterborne diseases. Ukraine and Russia have accused each other over the breach of the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine Tuesday, which sparked massive flooding and forced thousands to flee their homes, sparking fears of a humanitarian disaster. At a news briefing at agency headquarters in Geneva Thursday, the WHO warned the broader impact on the health could also be dramatic. WHO Emergency Response Officer Teresa Zakaria told reporters so far no cases of cholera in Ukraine have been reported, but the flooding has raised heightened surveillance for waterborne diseases and other dangers.
We are trying to address quite a wide range of health risks actually associated with the floods, starting from trauma to drowning to waterborne diseases, but also all the way to the potential implications of disruption to chronic treatment, which we're watching out also very closely.
Following talks Thursday at the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak held a news conference where, with Russia's invasion of Ukraine at the top of their agenda, both pledged to support Ukraine as long as it takes. In his comments, President Biden credited British leader for his leadership in supporting Ukraine.
The U.K. and the United States, together with more than 50 partners, have committed historic levels of security assistance to Ukraine. And I want to thank the Prime Minister for his strong, strong leadership, contributing significant amounts of security assistance and training Ukrainian troops so they can effectively use the equipment and ammunition we've collectively provided them.
Sunak said it was important for allies to put up a united front to send a message to Russia. This is VOA News.